We're making the case for and against Penn State running back Saquon Barkley. Here's three reasons why Barkley makes sense for the Browns. Number one, whether it's Daniel Jeremiah, Todd McShay, or every other draft analyst, the consensus is that Barkley is the number one overall prospect. If the Browns are going to stick to their board and they truly believe Barkley is the best available player, they should grab him at either number one or number four. Number two, it's no longer taboo to take running backs in the early part of the draft. Look at the success that Ezekiel Elliott, Leonard Fournette, and Todd Gurley have had with their respective teams. They got them to the playoffs, and maybe Barkley is the next piece that can get the Browns back to the playoffs. And number three, Barkley can do more than just run the football. He's an elite pass catcher and a great return man. Look back at the Ohio State game. He was shut down in the running game, but he still made an impact, taking a kickoff back for a touchdown. The Browns could use an elite game changer in the return game and in the running game, and Barkley gives you just that. And now, three reasons why the Browns should do anything but take Saquon Barkley. Number one, the Browns have bigger needs to fill than running back. Isaiah Crowell is gone, but Carlos Hyde is here, and you pair him with Duke Johnson, Matthew Days, and a slew of other young running backs, and the Browns are in pretty good shape. Last year when they ran the ball, even though they didn't do it much, they ranked pretty good. They were sixth in the league in yards per carry. Number two, you don't need to use a first-round pick to get an elite running back. Take a look around the league. Alvin Kamara, Kareem Hunt, Jordan Howard, David Johnson, those guys were all taken in the third round or later. John Dorsey knows a thing or two about this, as he took Kareem Hunt last year, and Hunt went on to become one of the league's top rookies. And number three, this year's draft is loaded with running backs in the second round and beyond. Barkley's going to be a first-round pick, but there's no guarantee any other running back is going to go in the first round. The Browns have picks number 33, 35, and number 64. They could get a premium player like Darius Geis, Ronald Jones II, Rashad Penny, or anyone else, and they could be in really good shape moving forward in the future with a player they believe could be their bell cow going into the future. Not such an easy decision, is it? It's only a matter of time before we see if the Browns weigh the pros or the cons a little more heavily when it comes to Saquon Barkley.